Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 2nd, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw mostly negative action out of many of the indices we follow on this video, led to the downside by the Russell 2000 at 2.34%, followed by the NASDAQ Composite at 1.83%. We only saw two indices in positive territory, gold continuous with GC forward slash leading up to the upside at 45 basis points, followed by the iShares Emerging Markets ETF up 37 basis points. With yesterday's action, we did see further downside action on many of the point and figure charts that we look at. First and foremost, the S&P 500 moved down to 45.20 with yesterday's action, taking out the support here at 45.60. Moving on over to the Dow Jones Industrial Average chart, we're actually looking at the 100-point per box chart. That 50-point per box chart has given consecutive sell signals, but we wanted to slow it down a little bit, get a longer term, a little bit more of a longer, somewhat intermediate term picture of the Dow. And this is the 100-point per box chart. And we've seen three consecutive sell signals. And with action this week and even yesterday's action, we saw it move down to 34,100 and take out the bullish support line on this 100-point per box chart. Now, we do have quite a bit of support here in the 33,000, kind of high 33,000 level from the October and September pullback lows, but notable in the fact that we're on this 100-point per box chart, we've now taken out this bullish support line, and on the 100-point per box chart, the Dow is technically trading in a negative trend at the moment. When we look at the bullish percents for a lot of the sectors right now, we do find pretty much most of them in O's from a broad perspective. We actually don't have any bullish percents in a column of X's. And at the moment, only three, real estate, utilities, and financials, are above 50%. Many of them have fallen below that 50% level. And even looking at like tech as well as healthcare have fallen below the 30% level or to the 30% or below at this moment in time. So just something to be cognizant there of if you have sector holdings in particular stock positions and whether they're breaking down and how much they're breaking down, whether they're violating key levels of support or not. So it's something to be cognizant of there. As well as when we look at the distribution curve for the Dorsey Wright sectors, there's 40 DWA sectors. We find that only two out of the 40 currently lie in a column of X's, that being forest products and precious metals. Forest products is the only one above the 50% line. Precious metals is sitting right in this 38 to 48, 42% level. But the remaining 38 of the DWA sectors are currently in a column of O's on their bullish percent charts. And really, at the moment, we only have a handful, if you will, at six being in a column or above the 50% level, rather, and majority of them are now below the 50% level with an average BP rating of just over 38%. The next thing we wanted to take a look at are some stocks within the Dow that we've seen break down, and at least in some significant manner. And the first one we'll take a look at is Salesforce, symbol CRM. Still remains a four for fiver, and it reported earnings this week. And while it did have earnings beat, technically the forecast was not, at least the word on the street is that the forecast was not as bright and flowery as many had hoped moving forward. So we saw the stock trade lower. It broke a double bottom here at 280, violated support at 268 as well as 256, and now sits just one box above the bullish support line there at 248. A move to 244 would violate the support line and drop this stock to a three for fiver. So Salesforce, the first one we're taking a look at, and really Salesforce is going to be the only high attribute name that we see having a fairly significant breakdown at the moment. The remainder of these stocks, such as Johnson & Johnson, were lower attribute names, but we've also seen notable breakdowns. And J&J is one for fiver, but with action this week, it broke another double bottom here for a second consecutive sell signal and also fell below 156, breaking a spread triple bottom. And in addition to those two back-to-back sell signals, really, we saw it violate its bullish support line and move into a negative trend, dropping it to a one for fiver at the moment. The next stock we'll take a look at is going to be 3M Company, symbol MMM. It, with action this week, it broke a spread quadruple bottom here at 172. and fell down to 170 and is now trading at levels we haven't seen since January of this year. So just another one that we've seen break down pretty significantly. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be the Travelers Company symbol TRV. It at this point has violated its bullish support line as well and fallen down to support here at 146. A move below this level at 1 to 144 would bring it to levels we haven't seen since February of this year. So just another one we're taking a look at that is breaking down fairly significantly. And the last one we'll take a look at, we've looked at this one before, Visa symbol V. It's a 2 for 5er at this moment in time, but with action yesterday, broke a spread quadruple bottom here at 192, taking out all its near-term support from this year and really moving to new lows for the year of 2021 and trading at levels we haven't seen in more than a year, dating back to November of 2020. So these are just a handful of stocks that we've seen break down. In many cases, with these stocks being low attribute names, they may have been positions you've already lightened up on as far as being lower attribute names, but with the breakdowns we've seen now, and many of them fairly significant, we would probably look to step away from many of these positions now. If you're seeing breakdowns like this, such as Visa, this truly is a sign that you've seen supply take control, you've seen all near-term support violated, and really it's not giving you too much of a reason to continue to hold. So just something to keep in mind. But as always, if you have any positions you may be looking at within your portfolio, feel free to give the Dorsey Wright Analyst team a call at 804 320-8511. Hope everyone has a wonderful day.